For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Accolades, honors, and heartfelt remembrances for former President George W. Bush, who died Friday night in Houston at the age of 94. His career in public service remains largely unmatched.
We have fought the good fight, and we've kept the faith, and I believe I have upheld the honor of the presidency of the United States.
Bush would go on to see two of his sons, George and Jeb, become governors.
I, George Walker Bush, do solemnly swear.
Then in 2000, his son George became president of the United States. Former President Bush will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol Rotunda on Monday, allowing the public to pay its respects. A state funeral will be held on Wednesday, and his burial in Texas is on Thursday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
President Trump has agreed to not pull the trigger on high tariffs with China as talks continue. His last meeting in Buenos Aires was a working dinner with Chinese leader Xi Jinping.
We'll be discussing trade, and I think at some point we are going to end up doing something which is great for China and great for the United States.
Nothing was finalized to halt the trade war between the two nations. However, in a show of good faith, the president decided to hold off on a planned increase in tariffs for certain Chinese imports. Earthquake aftershocks by the hundreds have been rippling through southern Alaska following a 7.0 quake that hit on Friday morning just north of Anchorage. James Cook of the BBC.
Alaskans who are used to earthquakes, there are thousands every year. They're pretty resilient people here, and they're used to them. But many people say they were really quite frightened by this one, which went on for a good long time.
Crews are now working to clear damage and stabilize the infrastructure. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Disney's biggest animated sequel is still tops at the box office. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
3, 2, 1, go! Way to go, kids.
Ralph Breaks the Internet earned another $25.8 million in North America in its second weekend of domestic release. That's a 54% drop from last weekend's $56.2 million, but still gives the Walt Disney animated sequel a $119.3 million 12-day total. Dr. Seuss's The Grinch came in second, $17.7 million, and Creed II was third. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
A well-known celebrity scientist is the latest high-profile person to face sexual misconduct allegations in the Me Too movement. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
Neil, I gotta say, you're totally blowing my mind right now.
That's what I do. I'm Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Well-known astrophysicist and TV host Neil deGrasse Tyson is now being investigated after several women have accused him of sexual harassment, assault, and in one case, rape. Fox Entertainment Group and the producers of the TV series Cosmos say they're looking into the allegations. Tyson's denied any wrongdoing, saying that he welcomes the investigation. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.